Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Are you looking for land for farming, grazing, hunting, fishing, or camping? Each October, state school land is leased for farming and grazing, as well as outdoor sports and recreational use. More than 450 tracts in 35 counties will be offered for lease this year in 2020. Lease auctions begin on Monday, October 5th, and auctions will be held the weeks of October 5th and 12th in 7 locations across the state. Please note that sale dates have changed and are consolidated due to COVID-19. The auction dates this year are the first 2 weeks of October versus the entire month of October as in years past. For more details, log on to our website at www.clo.ok.gov and follow the prompts for the 2020 annual lease auction information or call 1-888-35-LAND for all auction locations and times. School land auctions are a great opportunity for hunting, fishing, grazing, or farming, and the money benefits Oklahoma schools and colleges.
Today's cattle futures market ended up being higher on live cattle and feeder cattle futures, with September up 30 at 142. The September feeder cattle will expire tomorrow to the index. It's actually the index on Friday, but they quit trading on Thursday. But right now we're at 142 in the September feeders. No, October's the next month out, up 85 at 141.47. And so there's about a 50 cent lower roll if you're buying the September back and selling the October, which wasn't really that way a couple days ago, but it's inverted here. And then live cattle were 77 higher in October at 107.25. The December's up $1.22 at 111.40. The cash trade looks like it's going to be somewhere 103, 104. Boxed beef at midday today was $216.40, up 96 cents. Select at 207.93, up $1.63. The spread's $8.47. The kill today was 120,000. It's been averaging that all week long, so 120 is really a pretty good number at this point in terms of the overall slaughter rate. And then on Friday we have an on feed report. The on feed number is expected to be 103%. Placements of 106% and market at 97%. And that'll be after the close Friday at 2 p.m.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, September 24th, to be seen live on Dish Network Channel 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. 23,460 head to be sold in this go-round. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior for more information, 800-422-2117.
The grain futures market was in the red across the board here. We had a lot of negative things here in the grains. December corn was down 0.75 cents at 368.5. The November beans down 7.25 at 10.12.5. And then the Chicago wheat down about 9 and Kansas City wheat down about 8 cents. They're expecting some rainfall in the wheat growing areas for the winter wheat crop is being planted right now. So everybody's trying to rush to get that in the ground before the rain. But there is some rain forecast this week, and December cotton was down 28 at 65.26. And as harvest gets going here in the northern hemisphere, really all around the northern hemisphere, including Europe and China, usually we have an ample supply of grain hitting the market, and that puts some resistance on the grain market overall. The big demand factor here in the U.S. has been the last 30 days of China buys, and they harvest this time of year as well. So will they continue to buy from ours if they have their own readily available supply with harvest? Today the stock market's down, Dow's down about 350 at 26,792, so that's a disappointing move there for the equities. Currently crude oil has been able to stay higher on the day. It's up about 10 cents in November at 39.91.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.